The future of banking in Ireland has come under the spotlight as Ulster Bank plans to exit the market and KBC Ireland is considering the same. All the while, digital banks are growing in popularity. N26 has seen the number of its business customers treble in the past 2 years. Adrienne Gormley is the Chief Operating Officer with N26. Adrienne, are digital banks like N26 truly a threat to the traditional banks? You can get a loan from a traditional bank, but N26 doesn't offer access to loans or overdrafts here. Are there plans to offer credit facilities?
Good morning, Petula. And if I can give your listeners some context on N26, yes, we are one of the largest fully licensed digital banks across Europe with over 7 million users, which means we offer the trust and security and protected deposits like traditional banks, but also the technical and technology innovation that allows customers to open bank accounts probably before the 8 o'clock news if they wanted to this morning. We offer a wide range of free basic banking services as well as subscriptions. And from a credit perspective, we already do offer credit, loans and overdrafts in select markets, and we're always looking at ways to introduce new features and disrupt these to customers across more markets in the future.
And are you looking at introducing credit facilities here in Ireland?
Well, as I say, this is always an area of interest to us. We're still relatively new in the Irish market, and we're focused on delivering currently the best possible customer experience in basic banking in the Irish market. That said, we're fully licensed, and we're always looking at ways of disrupting. So loans is definitely an area of interest for us.
How many business customers does N26 have in Ireland? And do you know, are they also customers of traditional banks?
So our current range, we have grown significantly. So we've trebled our number of customers in the business sector. And today we are absolutely delighted to announce that we have partnered up with SumUp, which is dedicated to our business customers to allow them to accept contactless and cashless payments. As you, I'm sure, know, over the past year, the trends and the customer need and demand for contactless payments has really increased. And so as a digital business, we've been able to respond and work with our business customers and understand what their needs are. And we're delighted to be able to offer this with SumUp today.
And how many business customers do you expect will avail of it? How many business customers do you have in Ireland?
Well, I would hope that all of our business customers, so while we don't go into the specifics of numbers across different cohorts, the increase of, you know, customers, as I say, has trebled and is continuing to grow significantly. We would expect most of our customers to avail of the partnership as they continue to address their customer needs. It's very much in customers' interest to be able to offer these different cashless and contactless payment methods.
The traditional banks have made another bid to get permission for an instant payment app to compete with N26 and indeed your rivals Revolut. Is that a worry for N26 if the banks are successful?
I mean, I think we would say we're very happy to see an increased focus on customer experience from the traditional banks. It absolutely shows that we are playing an important role in bringing customer innovation into banking and that we're leading the way in what customers expect and would wish to have from their banking. We have built our business based on customer needs, and technical agility has been baked into our DNA from day one, which makes us simply more agile to be able to adapt at a very, very fast pace to new advancements in the way that maybe traditional banks find more difficult. So we will continue to offer compelling banking proposition to our customers, which are almost 200,000 in Ireland at this point in time and across many different generations, not just the young folk, but actually our second biggest growing area are the over 60s and over 65s. So we can see that we are very much a banking for the time we live in rather than a bank for a particular generation.
Okay. Adrienne Gormley, Chief Operating Officer with N26. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Elsewhere, the euro led a rally on the back of a brightening outlook for the vaccination programme across the continent. I'll